It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Airlines say they're getting squeezed tighter than a passenger in a middle seat. They're pinched by high fuel costs on the one hand and demand for low airfares on the other. And that's why they're charging fees of all kinds to make an extra buck. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports on how they make you pay after you've paid for your ticket.
This pretty much says it all. Last week, U.S. Airways started charging $2 for soft drinks.
My uncle, he's all like, here, take all this food with you so you didn't have to pay for it on board, because then it's ridiculous how much they charge you.
College student Ana Robles said it's getting harder to travel on a budget. Charges for everything are going up. Changing a ticket, redeeming frequent flyer miles, all those fees increased. Northwest broke new ground when it started charging up to $35 extra for coach seats with a little extra legroom. And, of course, there's the new checked bag fees. American, Northwest, United, and U.S. Air all either charge or plan to charge $15 for the first checked bag. On Delta, your first bag is free, but the second will cost you $50. JetBlue said this week it will charge $7 for pillows and blankets. You do get to keep them. All that pocket change must add up, right? Sure, to the tune of several hundred million dollars annually. But actually, it all goes towards fuel, says Airline Business Magazine editor David Field.
If you look at the estimates each airline makes of how much the fees will bring in, it's not that much, and it's not enough to get the airlines out of the very deep hole that they're in now.
Now, there are still deals. Alaska Air lets you check three bags free if you happen to be traveling within that state. Southwest Airlines is the lone holdout among large carriers without such a fee for bags. Southwest isn't shy about playing up this fact. In this ad, a man boards a plane only to find he needs to feed coin slots to use the overhead compartment, to lean back in his seat, and lower his tray table.
Tired of being nickeled and dimed by other airlines?
Is this your first flight?
We're not going to charge you for things that we already offer for free.
Southwest spokeswoman Ashley Rogers. They still give kids coloring books for free, she says. Her definition of in-flight entertainment is a bit of a stretch.
We think our flight attendants offer their own entertainment to the customers.
Oh, and Midwest Airlines still bakes cookies in the air for free.
You get two. Everyone gets two. So.
Did you get three?
Well, we try to frown upon that, but if people ask and there's some sort of compelling reason, I'm sure that we'd probably relent.
So that's the deal. You may be paying extra elsewhere, but if you're lucky, you get a free cookie. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.